Thanks, Rosemary. So message, now really a message is just a brief introduction to the next carol, anyways, which is Silent Night. And Silent Night was recently, back in 2011, was added to UNESCO's, Intangible Cultural Heritage List for its enduring message of peace. Such is the significance of this next carol. Peace, where does peace come from? Shine the light of peace this Christmas. Where does peace come from? Part of the angel's message about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is born. And often at, whether it be Anzac Day or Remembrance Day, often use the words that say this, that peace is not the absence of war, but rather the presence of all that makes life whole. Not the absence of war, but rather the presence of all that makes life whole. And that peace is something that's possible, as is joy that we'll hear next week, even though everything around us is saying things contrary to that. Silent Night talks about sleeping in heavenly peace, and I suspect that that's the hope of so many people at this time, that there is a sense that we can be at rest, that we can have peace. Where does peace come from? I want to read these verses from Ephesians chapter 2. For Christ himself is our peace, who has made the two groups, and here's Paul saying Jew and Gentile, who has made the two groups one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility between them. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body reconcile both of them to God through the cross. We conclude in a little while, I'll have these bits of paper here just on the front and with some pencils. You might like to either take the time now or during the week to write on these, and then we can put them up on the board here, and about what is one area of peace that you want? Where is one part of life for you that you want peace? And I invite you to write that on perhaps the front, and then either put it up here or next week to bring that along. We sing Silent Night, Holy Night.